Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
How about all the people who stepped up at the beginning of COVID, who, when we were all scared to go out, the healthcare workers, grocery store workers, police and truck drivers, and, you know, stepped up at that time? I'd vote for them. I'd vote for a lottery, maybe, for all of them to get a chance to go to space. Dr. Copen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, Anna. I think that's a great idea. Mr. Bezos should do that. You know, I was already to volunteer. If Bezos would put up the $30 million to send me into space, I would do it. But I think some of our frontline workers during COVID, that would be lovely to do that. And it would be fun to be involved in a committee to pick those folks.
Oh, it would. And I think that's the way he should be thinking for some of these others. I understand, you know, you got to fund these missions. I think he can fund them, self-fund. But the $28 million ticket is a bit cost prohibitive for most of America or most of the world right now. It'd be nice to see this sort of open up a little bit. Hey, Dr. Copen, I want to ask you, because Dr. Arwady was just speaking, and we were monitoring it here, too. They're talking about a few things. I want to ask you about breakthrough cases, but they also were just saying, hey, we're going to change the way we're doing this with the vaccinations. It's no longer going to be super sites. They're shutting those down. They feel that the number of people who were, you know, really trying to get this has decreased to the point now where they want to go into the neighborhoods, they want to go in the churches, they want to go to trusted community leaders and try to work there, kind of zip code by zip code, block by block, to encourage people who still haven't gotten the vaccine to go ahead and get one.
Great idea. You know, Anna, these large vaccine sites are pretty much sitting empty right now. They're not being used to their capacity. They're very expensive to run. They're resource intensive. Let's take those resources and target them more directly into communities, neighborhoods, other places where people are, where we can get more folks to be vaccinated. So I commend the city. I think it's the right move to make at this time.
Let me ask you, Dr. Copen, about breakthrough cases. According to the Illinois Department of Public Health, the state does not publicize the number of residents who test positive if they're fully vaccinated, unless they're a serious case. They die or they require hospitalization. I just saw someone interviewed by one of the news stations, and he said that he wishes they would publicize that. And I'm kind of the camp that I feel I wish they should, too. He got a breakthrough case. He was surprised he did. He thought he was following all the recommendations. And he just was kind of saying, you know what, if I knew what the risks were, if I knew there were, for example, 1,000 breakthrough cases per week or 20 per week, that sort of helps me assess my risk. And I don't know what you feel, how you feel about this, but I wonder if that would be helpful.
I think it's a problem of data collection more than anything else, Anna. To know this, to have the proper information that these data sets that people would like to see are valid. We don't want to start making conclusions based on imperfect, invalid data that could lead us down the wrong path. We know that there are breakthrough infections. I mean, we hear about it, we know about it, we know people now who have had it. As we've been talking about, though, if you are vaccinated and you have a breakthrough infection, you're going to do just fine. And that's really the bottom line here. You're going to do fine. The folks that we need to be worried about are immunocompromised people who've been vaccinated and some of our older people, some of our seniors. And those are the folks that we're going to be paying a lot of attention to as we go over the next couple of months. And we see what FDA has to say about that third shot, that booster that we've been talking about. But you know, what I would just tell people is be smart. As we've been talking about now for months, Anna, if you go into a small confined space with lots of people, it's a good idea to wear a mask. We've been saying that from the beginning. If you're in a place, though, that's more spacious and you're fully vaccinated, you should be okay. And I think if people kind of follow those rules, they're going to do just fine. And it's important that we just continue to use our common sense. Our common sense is going to get us a long way.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, I'm still uncomfortable when I'm in areas that get a little bit crowded. You know, like, it's just, we've all been conditioned over this time when it starts to, when a place starts to fill up, you know, you're, I don't know, in my mind, that still feels, it still feels weird to me. And last night I went and got a coffee, and this guy turned away from his friends because he didn't want to sneeze on them. And he literally sneezed on me practically. And I took my coffee and I put it under the table. I'm like, ew, this is so I don't know. Maybe that wouldn't have bothered me 2 years ago as much, but I was so grossed out. I just felt like I had to go take a shower, Dr. Copen. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think we all have become germaphobes of various kinds, right, at this point.
A little bit.
Those of us that weren't are really thinking twice about different situations we might find ourselves in, when we do wear a mask, the coughing, the sneezing, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a while before, if ever, that some of us go back to how we were before the pandemic. And that's probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing. Let's remember, over the last winter, we had no influenza. None.
I know.
Think about that.
Yeah.
None.
Unbelievable.
And it, you know, it was because of the masking and the physical distancing. Now, none of us want to live like that forever, but there are lessons I hope that we all learn about being careful when we are at risk for various kinds of respiratory viruses. I think we've all become experts about respiratory viruses now, and use your common sense. You'll make the right decision and hopefully keep yourself from not only getting COVID, but these other respiratory viruses that are out there.
Yeah, my daughter Gabby and I both got the flu in 2019. It was horrible. I have not gotten COVID at this point in time, and I just feel as if that alone was so much for us to bear. It just, I get it. I think you're right. It's good to be cautious about all this stuff. Tom's got a question about breakthrough cases. I want to make sure we get that in. Go ahead, Tom. You're on with me and Dr. Copen.
Hi, Doc. Got a quick question for you. With these breakthrough questions, or with these breakthroughs, do they have a breakdown on which vaccinations are getting the breakthrough?
Tom, I haven't seen a report that would break it down that way. We do know, though, that all three of the available vaccines in the United States are very effective against the current variants of the coronavirus that we have in the United States. So that would include this Delta variant that we've been talking so much about. So I think the question is really about, if I got one vaccine or the other, do I have to be more concerned or less concerned? And at this point, I can't tell you that. I don't think so. I think all three are providing very nice protection. And if there is a breakthrough infection in a person, the vaccine and the immune response to the vaccine will keep that person from getting very ill.
Hope that helps, Tom. Thank you for the question. And in fact, we do have a few on the text line about booster shots, Dr. Copen. Just as whatever you know right now, what can you tell people about booster shots?
The FDA's scientists are looking at available data, getting ready to make a recommendation. I believe, and this is just Dr. Copen's opinion right now, I do believe that there will be a recommendation sometime in the near term, probably over the next couple of months, that certain individuals will be getting boosters. I think those individuals will include certain types of immunocompromised people, things like solid organ transplant patients and certain chronic autoimmune diseases. I also expect that we're going to see some kind of recommendation for our seniors, maybe individuals over the age of 80, something like that. So I think we all should start thinking about that as a possibility, because these are the folks who are at the greatest risk if they do get a breakthrough infection of actually getting quite ill and potentially requiring hospitalization. So I think that's where this is going to go, but it's a bit premature right now to say that with great certainty.
Maureen's got a question for you too, Dr. Copen. Go ahead, Maureen, you're on WGN.
Hi, doctor. I was wondering why we don't hear more about the people that are long haulers and what is being done to help these people that are still so very sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maureen, it's a great question. So the people who have persistent symptoms of various kinds after having an acute COVID infection are out there. There are millions of these folks in the United States right now. What's being done for them is there are now multi-specialty clinics that have been set up around the country to provide a lot of expert care for these individuals. And while they are getting the expert care, there's a lot of information that is being collected about these folks so we can understand better what exactly COVID long hauler means. What's the underlying disease process? Why do people have such a wide variety of symptoms? And what is it that we can do to help them? So there's a ton of work that's being done right now. And I think the answer to why don't we hear that much about it anymore, quite frankly, is the media has a hard time, and this is with all respect to our beloved Anna, have a hard time when it comes to COVID dealing with more than one thing at a time. Right now, what we're seeing in the media all the time is about the Delta variant. So it's kind of pushed the long hauler subject onto to the side. Anna doesn't do that, but you know, I think that there is something about that in the media.
It certainly isn't dominating the headlines. You're absolutely right. And we try to dig into some of the things and, of course, listen to our listeners, too, what sorts of topics that they want to hear. So thank you, Maureen, for bringing that up. And let's keep talking about it, Dr. Copin. Go ahead.
May I ask, though, where is the clinic around Chicago area? The multi-specialty
Of course. Each of our academic medical centers in Chicago have multidisciplinary clinics. We have a very good one at Northwestern, which we've now spread to our regional hospitals and clinics. So if you were to look at any of the academic centers in Chicago, you'd be able to find one of these multidisciplinary long hauler clinics.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you for your help.
Thanks for your call, Maureen. Thanks for calling in to WGN. Dr. Copin, we got to run, but always appreciate your thoughts on stuff and keep bringing things up to us, too, that you see that aren't getting enough coverage. I know you guys do at Northwestern Medicine. We get topics from you guys and we share what we see. And so it hopefully we cover a lot of ground.
Yes. And keep the questions coming in, folks. Let's make sure we keep this conversation going. And Anna, I'm off to my rocket ship right now.
I hope so. I'd vote you. You're on my list, too, Dr. Copin. How great would it be to send a medical professional like you there and the way you educate all of us about everything? And it'd take all these questions and you're so patient. You'd be a perfect candidate. So thank you, Dr. Copin.
Well, thank you. And my only request would be to have the round trip ticket, not the one way.
Yeah, I hear you. I would want that one, too. Thanks, Dr. Copin.